This is Griff Whitty with the Washington Post reporting from Cairo, where very serious clashes have just broken out between pro-Hosni Mubarak supporters and anti-government demonstrators. The anti-government demonstrators have been gathered in Tahrir Square in the center of Cairo for the past several days in a very peaceful gathering. They were surrounded by the army and were being protected by the army. Today, beginning in the morning, we saw a large contingent for the first time of pro-Mubarak demonstrators gathering in Cairo, and they have been gradually becoming larger and larger crowds. And finally, around mid-afternoon, they pushed into Tahrir Square, and clashes broke out between the two sides. I've seen riders on horseback and on camelback, dozens of them, entering the square. These are pro-Mubarak riders who were entering the square, and they, as the camels and the horses charged, the riders were whipping and clubbing anti-Mubarak demonstrators from the backs of the horses and the camels. It's a scene of just utter chaos here, as these two sides, there were thousands upon thousands of people on both sides of the equation. And unfortunately, there have been many people injured. We've seen people badly injured, having been hit in the head by rocks, having been hit by sticks, a lot of punches being thrown. So what had been a quite peaceful scene in Tahrir Square up until just a few hours ago has suddenly become one of mass violence, with these pro-government individuals storming in. I actually was out on the streets just a moment ago, and the pro-Mubarak group came and roughed me up. They are very hostile toward the foreign media. They believe that the foreign media is working with the anti-government groups to drive Hosni Mubarak out. They're not satisfied that their president is getting a fair shake, and it is quite a chaotic scene in all, and unfortunately a very ominous development for Egypt on a day when it had seemed as though there might be some sort of orderly transition of power here. Now that is looking far, far more difficult. This is Griff Whitty with the Washington Post reporting from Cairo.